Chapter 1. The List. "Put it up!" I screamed as Clarissa drove past two defenders. She released a hookshot over the top of Tree Hastings. Tree was our close friend and the biggest guy on campus. Her rainbow arched high above his outstretched arms and passed through the orange rim. Swish! The sweet sound of nothing but net. Pickup games. That's all that remained of my final college season. Of course, these weren't just ordinary pickup games. We played 2-on-2 against some guys we were friends with. They weren't great, but they made up for a lack of talent with size. "Shoot!" Clarissa and I yelled, trying to rattle Rob Coker. He always dribbled between his legs for no reason and smiled at us. I slapped the ball away from him. "Get real, Rob." He thought he could beat us. Plus, he'd ask me out after almost every game. It was really annoying. My jumper kissed off the glass and dropped through the hoop. 26 all, I called out. Rob was still talking trash.
"Is that all you've got, Britt?"
He shifted left at the last minute, expecting to leave me flat-footed. But I anticipated him and snatched the ball. When I got to the 3-point line, Rob jumped past me. This left me with a wide-open look at the basket. I calmly flipped the ball toward the hoop. Nothing but net. "That's 3, Robbie."
"That's luck, Britt."
"That's game, guys," Clarissa laughed. "Good thing, too, 'cause I'm getting pretty hungry." When we played against the guys, the prize was always dinner. "I think I feel like burgers tonight," I said from the 3-point line. I shot one more swish and looked over at Rob. "I guess that was luck, too." I knew how to handle these guys. I had an older brother and played plenty of basketball against the boys. It was early April. March Madness was long forgotten. The World University Games in Mexico City were just a pleasant memory. Today was a big day for my basketball career. I was about to find out about the Olympic team and whether or not I'd been invited to try out. I'd been nervous all day. All I wanted was a chance. After 4 years, I was about to leave the University of Northern Virginia. What was next? I had no idea. My teammates all had their engines revving for the future. I was stuck in neutral. Ming was going to start graduate school at Long Island State. Andrea was getting married. Clarissa was headed to the WNBA. My other teammates had a year or so before they graduated. I was a 22-year-old, 5'3" point guard. My jumper was great, but it wasn't enough to impress pro scouts. I hadn't been drafted, but I had hope. I would try out for a WNBA team, even though no team had chosen me. I packed my stuff and left to pick up my camera for photography class. Clarissa stuck around to find out who'd been invited to Olympic tryouts.